So, I realized that Halloween is like now. And, well, to the detriment of everyone, I haven't posted any content for it. So I thought it would be fun to do a Halloween-themed ramble for all of you, but with a fun twist. Maybe fun. Hopefully sexy. We'll see. Anyway, I'm going to tell you some spooky, scary ghost stories while also trying to make myself come. And we'll see how that goes, because I'm not really good at multitasking or doing even one thing at a time. So I guess we'll just see. And we'll see if I can even remember how ghost stories go. And because I hate myself, we're gonna play with double toys today. Because why not? And make a shitload of noise doing it. So we're just gonna have an 8,000 hour pause while I grab some lube, because why not? May as well go big. I don't want things to be too loud for you, so I'm just gonna play with this like steel dildo today that's annoyingly heavy, but is really good at what it does. So we'll see. Oh, it's cold. We'll see how that goes. God. Okay. Oh, we're already in trouble. We haven't even started the ghost stories. Cool. Okay, that's enough of that. All you're gonna hear is me wiping lube off my hands because I think it's gross. God. And let's go for double toys. Just, because why not? I already have, yeah, okay. Okay, so this really fun story that I have for you is about these two miners, gold panty guys, I don't know, Klondike gold rush dudes back in the like 1800s. Oh God. So there's this guy, his name was Sam McGee, and he was like from like the South in the States. So he was like, you know, real used to being warm and whatever. And he loved money. So he was up in the Arctic finding gold. Jesus Christ. So he and his friend are doing, you know, in the Arctic looking for gold or whatever. And they're like on, I don't know what you call it, like an expedition. Fuck me if I know. Like, you know, on like little dog sleds with dogs. And Sam McGee was a little bitch, and he's just complaining the whole time. He's like, man, it's cold as shit. I hate this, but I love money. Whatever. So that night, Sam and his friend set out. Oh, God. They set up a camp, and oh, my God, we're not even like a quarter of the way through the story. Fuck. they set up this camp, and Sam McGee like looks at his friend. He's like, hey friend, I have a request for you. And his friend is a good friend, so he's like, "Hey, yeah, what's up?" And Sam is kind of like, I guess, a drama queen, and he says, he's like, "Hey, so I think I'm gonna die on this trip because it's cold as shit. But can you do me a favor? If I, oh God, if I die, can you like cremate my body? Because I don't wanna, I don't wanna like be cold forever. Like I'm not, like it sucks." So his friend, is too nice, and he's like, "Yeah, I can totally do that for you. Like, no worries. I'll definitely cremate you." And they go to bed, whatever. And the oh God. Oh fuck. Okay. So the next day they're like back on the gold trail. I don't fucking know what you would call it. And Sam McGee's just looking real fucking bad. And like all crazy and whatever. And oh God, and then he dies. I know, spoiler alert, it's crazy. And his friend is like, oh God, now my friend is dead. I'm gonna have to cremate him, but like, it's the Arctic, it's just all snow and shit. Like, where are you gonna make a fire to like deal with that? Oh God. I hate this. Oh, it's so hard. So fuck. So he straps up his friend's body and carts it around the fucking Arctic, like taking it on this big journey. Oh God. And this friend is like low key kind of going crazy. I mean, wouldn't you if you were just hauling a body with you in the Arctic? God. Oh, so it's like days, and he's like, "Man, this is dumb. I fucking hate this." At a certain point, he's like, "Oh God." He's like, "What if I, oh, what if I just like, just dumped his body, but this guy's like too fucking nice." So eventually, after many days of like hardship and going crazy and like thinking this fucking body, I don't know. He like stumbles upon this lake, and in this lake there's like a bandit. Oh, what's the word I want? A abandoned ground, sunk, whatever, like a ship. It's there. But nobody on it. And and he's like, "All right, this is he's like, "This is it. I'm dealing with this situation now." Fuck. So he like goes in this ship, and he like gathers up like, I don't know, wood, whatever, fucking like, what do you need to start a fire? Coal and like finds the Bernie. Oh God, the boiler. The boiler of this ship. And he like starts this, oh God, he starts this huge fire. And oh fuck. He starts this huge fire. And he like takes Sam McGee's body and he just chucks it in. And he's like, I don't want to be here for this, even though like this is the warmest place in the Arctic with this huge fire. So he like He pieces out and like waits and is like, oh God. It's like, you know, I think, he's like, I think that, oh God. I think that, oh fuck. Where was I? Okay. He's like, I think that, the fire has been happening for long enough and I don't really want to go do this, but I should go make sure that my friend is all, you know, like dealt with so I can not feel guilty or whatever. I don't fucking know. So he goes, he goes back, he goes back to this ship and he creeps in, opens the door, the boiler, and he opens it and he sees fucking, he sees Sam and he's just sitting there, like, alive, like, chilling in this fire, having a great time. God, this is ridiculous. Oh, fuck. And he's like, what the fuck? And Sam McGee is like, hey, can you close the door? It's finally warm and I'm living my best life here. Please leave. So Buddy just closes the door and leaves. And I guess it needs to, oh fuck, be scary. So let's just pretend that, Sam McGee's ghost haunts that ship and lake to this day. Oh God. Hey, we made it through without coming. Oh fuck, that was really difficult. Oh God. Oh my God. Okay, luckily for everyone, I have prepared another fuck ghost story. Oh God. And maybe I'll take that one more seriously. Although, okay. Oh, fuck. I gotta remember what I'm trying to talk about. Okay, so wait. And you know what? We're gonna extra hard mode it. Let's switch to oh, it's gonna be so loud though. Oh fuck it, let's do it anyway. We're gonna switch to a vibrator, just cause fuck it, why not? A different vibrator. Okay. So fuck. Oh God. So there was this oh God. Fuck. Okay. There was this, a cook. Yeah. The people who make food. There was this cook and he, is like, you know, like way, like a long time ago, like way back in the day. And, he, he got hired to like work in this the people who cut tree lumber labor no lumber this lumber camp, and Buddy was so hype that he brought like everything he owned and like all this money, like so much money, like an absurd amount of money for a like random cook to have, like a suspicious amount of money. So they would go, he like was at this like wood camp with all these wood cutting men, people, I don't remember words, and he would, you know, make everybody's like food or whatever. And he was like, oh God, this is also, he would, fuck. Oh god. So he had this So the cook man, whatever, could like yell really loud. I swear this is, and that was like an impressive feat, I guess, for back in the day with the woods. I don't fucking know. And he would like make everyone's lunches and then be like, "Hey guys, lunch is ready." And then everybody would go, go. And they would all like go do wood stuff and whatever, I don't know. And he would just stay behind and do cook stuff alone. And then one day he fuck. One day he did the lunch thing, and he like wasn't alone. The some guy, some bo the boss guy, whatever, stayed. Oh, fuck. I can't. Oh God. Okay, so the God. Fuck. The like bot. God. Okay. So he like stayed, and this other guy stayed with him, and you know everybody does the stuff that they oh fuck have to do. I don't know, job, whatever. And they come back, and he oh my, fuck. Come back, and the cook is just like dead, like super dead, and like you know how he had all that like money, it was gone, and everybody's like, "Yo, what happened to this guy?" And the boss dude was like, "I don't know, he got sick and died," which you know wasn't fuck, she wasn't suspected. Oh, God. What? Fuck. Oh, God, I have to prove to myself that I can make it through this ridiculousness without coming. Okay, we're so close. Oh, God. I genuinely don't know if that. Oh, fuck. It's possible. We'll see. Fuck. Fuck. So, where was I? Oh, yeah, guy died. So everybody was like, "That was weird," but you know, we're like in the woods with this guy, so we'll just leave it. So, oh, God. Oh God, I also just realized how fucking weird this is gonna be to come talk to you about this ridiculous ghost story. Fuck. Oh God. Okay, so they're like, "Well, I guess we need to do." Oh, I guess we need to do something about, you know, buddies. Bunny. But it was like raining real hard or some shit. I don't fucking know. And they were like, they just kind of like went in, like into the woods and just buried this like real shallow fucking grave. And we're like, "All right, that's good." And just dumped him in and left. And then, oh, fuck. Almost immediately after, they get back to camp. And. And No. fuck. 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 Okay. Fuck. So, almost immediately they just hear this, like, yelling. And I think I said that this guy was good at, like, yelling. I guess that's important in the story, because now there's, like, yelling. Oh, in the one says he, oh, fuck. Oh my god, fuck. And it just, like, didn't stop, and all the people in the camp were like, hey, that's fucking terrifying, maybe we should bail. So they left, and the yelling just kept going, and apparently to this day you can still hear this man just yelling in the woods. I don't know, because he's a ghost, and that, oh god, that's the story. Oh my god. And I feel like, with, I didn't really plan this that well, because I feel like I should have come during this. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God. Fuck. Alright, that's enough of this. Oh god, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. Weirder than expected. But I guess we take that out before we finish, why not? With that, happy Halloween.